At their last meeting, council passed an advocacy-based motion about measles vaccination awareness. This motion comes after the Pan American Health Organization notified the Public Health Agency of Canada that Canada has lost its measles elimination status due to sustained transmission over more than 1 year. According to Ontario Public Health, between 2013 and 2023, Ontario reported a total of 101 measles cases. In 2025 alone, there were 2,395 reported cases in the province. Local data from Southeast Public Health indicates higher vaccination rates in the KFLNA region, with an overall regional measles immunization coverage of 90.7% among the school-age population. However, the motion was brought forward with the concern of overall declining vaccination rates, vaccine misinformation, and the disruption of routine immunizations during the COVID-19 pandemic. Specifically, the motion asks that council affirm the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine, encourage residents to verify their vaccination status with their healthcare provider or Southeast Public Health, and urge the public to rely on credible health information and avoid sources that promote vaccine misinformation. Councillor Jeff McLaren brought the motion before council, seconded by Councillor Connie Glenn.
It came to my attention through Public Health that Canada lost our measles elimination late last year. Around November is when I heard about it. And then we talked about why this was happening. A lot of it might be some of the misinformation that's coming from south of the border and all of that. But it is a little bit embarrassing that we, a first world country with a first class healthcare system, lost this designation. It's been the first time we've done it in almost 30 years. 20 to 30 years was the last time that we had lost this. And this is dangerous. It is critically important for the health of our country and our community to make sure you've been vaccinated. It is a lifelong immunity, but if you haven't been vaccinated, you will be transmitting this. And if you thought COVID was bad and we don't have herd immunity, it's going to be worse for those who get it. The most mild symptoms are life-threatening.
One of the reasons for talking about this, although we have a high vaccination rate here in KFNLA, is the concept of herd immunity means that we're also protecting those who cannot be vaccinated. There are individuals that are allergic to vaccinations, small children who have yet to receive one are at high risk. So putting this out there is really to remind us as a community that we have a duty of care to one another. And I think it was quite shocking to a number of individuals in the healthcare community to see us lose that elimination status. Again, this is one of the most communicable diseases on the planet. We can't continue to be complacent. We need to make sure that we continue to re-message to make sure that everyone is understanding the importance of continuing to keep up to date with vaccinations, measles and others. But right now, I'd like to see Canada regain its elimination status in short order. And we can do that if we continue to message out on as many channels as possible.
The motion was carried with a vote of 12-1, with the sole opposing vote coming from Councillor Gary Osteroff. Messaging about the measles vaccine will be posted through the city's communication channels in coordination with Southeast Public Health's public information efforts. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.